The number of food halls in the U.S. is expected to nearly double by the year 2020. As Ennis Davis tells us, the First Coast is just getting a taste of this concept at Jacksonville Beach. This is The Jackson on WJCT. First of all, what is the difference here between a food hall and a food court?
When you think food hall, think food culture. A food hall can basically be described as a place that focuses on authenticity, quality, and celebration of local culture. On the other hand, a food court traditionally has the characteristics of a fast food restaurant, predictability, and mass production. Most successful food halls also try to enliven the consumer experience through live entertainment and social events.
What they have in common, though, is lots of choices of dining, all in the
Yes.
same place. In Northeast Florida, we have one example of this so far.
Yes, so in Northeast Florida, we do have our first example of a food hall, a Gilbert's Food Hall, which is located at 831 North 1st Street in Jacksonville Beach. It would be considered a mini food hall. So basically, your traditional food hall ranges between 10 to 50,000 square feet. You have some exceptions to the rule. Eataly in Chicago is 63,000 square feet. But here in Jacksonville, Gilbert's is roughly a little over about 9,000 square feet or so, and it has four unique concepts. There's an 80-seat restaurant called Gilbert's Southern Kitchen and Bar. There's a 60-seat restaurant called Gilbert's Chicken, Fish, and Shrimp. There's a lounge, Sea Chasers Lounge, which is where live entertainment and drinks are served and performed. And then there's a new concept, Gilbert's Beach Barbecue, Tacos, and Beer, within a patio area overlooking the Atlantic Ocean.
So this place has one owner.
Yes, there's different variations of food halls. You have complexes that have a single owner of the space, but there may be different vendors that run their own business within that. And then you have some venues like Eataly, which has it's a single owner, but it has several different types of concepts within that larger space.
So is this a trend that we expect to see continuing in this area?
Well, food halls are one of the hottest things out in the American dining scene right now. I guess the number of food halls is actually expected to triple within the American marketplace within the next 5 years.
Wow.
So if that trend holds true, I think we're looking at Gilbert's is only a small introduction to something that could revolutionize Jacksonville's local dining and entertainment scene.
And are there a lot of other examples of this happening other places in Florida?
Yes, there are several food halls that have recently opened up throughout the state of Florida. There are a few in Orlando. Downtown St. Petersburg has a pretty popular food hall on the waterfront. Downtown Tampa food hall just opened up there along the Hillsborough River in a building that was formerly a streetcar maintenance facility. And then down in South Florida, as a part of the Brightline high-speed rail system within their rail station, Central Fair is going to be a pretty huge food market within that complex.
So if you wanted to get a little preview of what could be to come, take a road trip around Florida. You can see lots of examples already. That's Ennis Davis, the editor-in-chief of The Jackson. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.